WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Spartans. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental toughness fuel. And let's be real, in today's world, it feels like everyone wants a piece of us, right? Emails, texts, social media notifications, it's a constant barrage of demands on our time and attention. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can fight back against this chaos. Today, we're talking about setting boundaries not for the sake of being stubborn or antisocial, but for protecting your precious mental health. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? You have locks on the doors, you answer the phone before opening it to strangers, because you value space and safety. Your mind is even more important than your physical space. It needs protection too. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those mental health boundaries like a Spartan warrior fortifying their shield wall. First up, recognize your limits. What drains you? What activities leave you feeling depleted? Maybe it's constantly checking emails after hours or taking on extra projects when you're already stretched thin. Knowing what pushes you to the brink is step one in setting boundaries. Next, communicate clearly. This doesn't have to be a formal declaration of war, but rather a polite and assertive way of saying no or later to things that don't serve your well-being. Practice saying things like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to focusing on my current projects right now, or I need some time to recharge before I can take on anything new. Third, schedule your me time. This is non-negotiable. Lock out time in your day for activities that nourish your mind and soul. Whether it's reading, meditating, going for a walk, or just taking a quiet moment to breathe, make sure you're carving out space for yourself to recharge. Fourth, learn to delegate. You don't have to do everything yourself. Delegate tasks wherever possible. If there are things at work or home that can be shared, don't hesitate to ask for help. Sharing the load not only reduces stress but also empowers others and builds stronger relationships. Finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Remember, it's a process. There will be times when it feels challenging, but keep practicing and refining your boundaries until they feel solid and comfortable. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of demands? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your phone won't stop buzzing, and everyone seems to need something from you at once. It's easy to get swept away by the current and lose sight of our own needs. But here's a relatable example. Imagine a friend who constantly calls you for advice, even though you're dealing with your own stressful situation. They might not mean anything malicious, but their constant requests can leave you feeling drained and overwhelmed. Setting boundaries in this scenario might look like saying something like, "Hey, I really value our friendship, but right now I'm struggling to manage my own stress levels. Maybe we can catch up next week when things are a little calmer. See?" It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully while still maintaining the relationship. Remember, Spartans, setting boundaries is not a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. By protecting your mental well-being, you empower yourself to show up stronger, more focused, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. So go out there, set those boundaries, and unleash your inner Spartan strength. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. You never know how much of a difference it might make. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to spread the word about Spartan Mental Gym. Join me tomorrow for another dose of mental toughness fuel.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.